Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're scheduled to have Kent Schneider, the campaign director for Ron Paul 2008 presidential run, and we're going to talk about the straw poll coming up, how important that is, what's going on right now. We're going to also be talking about Ron Paul gaining momentum. Now even the mainstream media is having to admit that he is becoming a first-tier candidate, even though they've tried to censor him. And joining us is Kent Schneider for this segment and the next. Kent, thanks for spending time with us out of your busy schedule.
Sure, happy to be with you. Thank you.
There's so much to discuss, but first off, the straw poll, how important is that? And can you explain to people out there that don't understand how this works, why this is so important?
Well, it is important because it really is a first test for the political candidate to kind of gauge popularity or how the campaigns are going. It's not absolutely critical, but it is important. Dr. Paul and his wife and campaign staffers and volunteers are working very hard this week to have a good showing. It will happen tomorrow in Ames from 10 to 6, and an Iowa resident can come to the poll and take advantage of the speeches and the food and all that sort of thing, and then before they leave, cast a ballot. The ballots will be counted after that, and the results are supposedly will be announced at 7 o'clock Saturday evening.
Now, I agree with you that it's not absolutely essential, but the media acts like it's the most important thing since the second coming or whatever. But there's also been some discussions now, and I wanted to find out this headline about there's also talk of extortion in the upcoming vote of the Ron Paul campaign. That's what one news site had, that if people wanted a recount of some of the votes that are coming up, that you guys had to pay $180,000+. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, well, we had inquired about that. I mean, we're mindful that the so-called Diebold machines that they're going to be using are in question. I mean, Florida and California just recently decertified them. So that is an open question.
Well, it's not even an open question, respectfully, sir. They decertified them.
Yeah, no, that's true. I should be more accurate. But and then Professor Jones from the University of Iowa talked on the Jan Michelson show the other day. So we have made it clear to the party that we're concerned about it. We've expressed concern. We do have people on the ground to try to make sure that things are handled properly. We certainly hope they will be. But there's until it actually happens, we're a little bit limited on what we can do. But we are mindful of it, and we have our attorney on the ground there to supervise it, to represent Dr. Paul and all the supporters.
We're going to break here in about a minute and come right back, Kent, with another segment, and then whatever you think is most important, because the listeners are always asking, what is the most important thing we can do for the campaign? But just going into the break, really, how can we help? Because I get calls every day, emails, how do we help? And I say, get a yard sign, get a T-shirt, go to the campaign website, contribute, but also email your friends, send them YouTube videos. I mean, is that the most important thing to do, or is there something else?
Combination of those things. There's so many different things people can do that they should simply think about it and do what they think is the most exciting, the most fun, or the most productive, or what they enjoy doing. I will say that be it anyone, any of your listeners who know people in Iowa, the most important thing they could do within the next 12 hours is to encourage friends or family who live in Iowa to attend the straw poll, because we're doing quite a bit of that, and that will have an effect. So everything that you've mentioned is great. But if people know people in Iowa, call them up and ask them and encourage them to get to the straw poll.
Absolutely. I mean, folks, if you've never been involved in politics, just vote every few years, if you live in Iowa, you need to get down and vote in this straw poll for Ron Paul. And for those that live in Florida and you got a second cousin who you see every 5 years at family reunions, get on the phone, call them up, get the Rolodex out. Call Grandma if you don't have that phone number, and call Billy in Iowa, call Carol in Iowa, call Jim in Iowa, and say, get into that straw poll and vote for Ron Paul. Stay there, Kent Schneider, and we're going to come back and talk about more of the campaign in the future.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kent Schneider is our guest. I want to talk about the campaign, the strategy, Ron Paul's message of we shouldn't have this inflation tax, which is now becoming more evident than ever. Ron Paul was on with us about a month ago and talked about if there's a major financial collapse, which he doesn't want to happen, but he said could happen sooner rather than later, that could really become a boon for the campaign as reality and the chickens come home. Kent Schneider, though, the big ABC debate Sunday, they didn't play it up like they played up Democratic debates. It was early in the morning. I would say it was the least viewed in the numbers show that debate so far. But Ron Paul, again, I was watching it real time as it happened. He had a few thousand votes. They erased his votes. He got a few thousand more. They erased them again. People threw fits. Suddenly the numbers exploded, and he got, 90-plus percent of the vote, 20-something thousand, dwarfing everyone else. And that's an IP vote where you only get to vote once per computer. Believe me, folks, I tested it out and tried to vote twice. It didn't let me. But I did that as a test. I don't cheat. He's won the text polls. He's won all the other major polls until that Fox thing after, suddenly they closed the poll and then he lost by 3 points, second place. And then we saw ABC News framing one lone Ron Paul supporter outside. And then we had video of Ron Paul supporters at least 2-1, probably 3-1 against everybody else. So we have massive misrepresentation blocking him out of a lot of the polls. And we were just talking about that during the break. You told one story and you told another about some of the things you guys have been doing behind the scenes. Can you share that with the listeners?
Well, yeah, I mean, just this morning, the PBR station, or the NPR station out of Boston had a report on the upcoming straw poll, and they had everybody's campaign website listed on the report except for Ron Paul's, and about 45 minutes later, they added it. So some people have been calling that station in Boston to say, well, why are you admitting Dr. Paul? Omitting Dr. Paul? You're correct in terms of the characterization about these polls that Dr. Paul wins time and time again. I was there, obviously, at the debate. It was raining cats and dogs before the debate started. We drove up. The Ron Paul supporters were out there. They were getting absolutely drenched, completely soaked, waving signs, very enthusiastic, happy to be there, waving at Dr. Paul. And they stood there all the way through the debate, 90 minutes in rain. I mean, it was raining unbelievably hard. And they were there. No one else was there. So it really is sad. It's not justice for the supporters who stood there in the rain for a couple of hours, and then the networks just omit it. And like you say, they are setting aside the results of their own polls, which is, you can't be more obvious than that.
Well, there's also this claim that there's literally three hackers eating Hot Pockets in their underwear who are 12 years old in a basement. No, 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 no. I know mainline Republicans here in Austin who've got Ron Paul signs. I know mainline Democrats. I know Ron Paul is endorsing this into their eye. Ron Paul Revolution stencils are spray painted all over everything, not people's property, but roads and government signs and things. There's Ron Paul signs popping up everywhere. I know that, you know, he's got, what, three, four times the MySpace friends that other people have. Can you speak to the real grassroots? Because I'm experiencing it. Frankly, I'm being hounded by the Ron Paul people that I need to do more. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. They're like piranhas, and which is good. We need to have, this is a revolution. I mean, I'm seeing sparkle-eyed, you know, crazed behavior out of family over Ron Paul, and I've never seen anything like it because, you know, everything's coming to a head right now. It's a perfect time to have this founding father material. This is epic what's happening. I mean, you get what I'm saying, Kent. Where is this going?
Well, Alex, I tell you what, almost every day I go through the same process. So when I get up early in the morning, and of course I scan the news, and by listening and reading the news reports, I have basically, there's one story. You know, the Ron Paul campaign is very minimal. We know what the storyline is. And then I come to the office, and there are emails and telephone calls from people, and then all of a sudden I realize, hey, you know, this is different than what the news media. I go through this every single day. People here and the staff do. It's like we live in two different worlds. And, you know, I know what the reality is. It is as you've described. My sister calls from Kansas City, say, you know, I was just down one particular street. I saw a Ron Paul sign. A friend of mine call from all over the country, say the same thing. A friend of mine in New York, going down an elevator at the Time Warner building, overheard two people in the elevator talking about Ron Paul. He didn't say a word, but just listened to their conversation.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. It's the number one search term now. It has finally replaced Paris Hilton and Lacey Peterson.
Right, right. So we know what's going on. It's obviously a grassroots of campaign, and people are just doing things on their own initiative, which is just absolutely amazing. But, you know, again, as you said, the mainstream media are trying to ignore it. They're trying to squelch it. But it's happening, and there's no stopping it.
Well, there is no stopping it. And bottom line, Ron Paul, and I encouraged him years ago to run for president, then governor. And I know everybody else encouraged him to do it. And I know it's been thousands of times what he thought it would be. He thought it would just be a way to inject, you know, real issues into the debate with both parties and really show them as one congealed mass. But we've got lightning in a bottle because it is the right person at the right place at the right time. That perfect storm. Everybody's calling me saying security, security, security. And well, a few months ago, we had the congressman on for a full hour. He brought it up and said, yeah, I mean, we've seen what's happened to many others, Kennedy, and he said he didn't agree with them, but McGovern and others. I don't want to get into details on this, obviously, but are you guys, I hope, spending some of that war chest on really serious security? Because I see video of him out there on the street, and it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, we're getting into that. We have some people that are now traveling with him, and we've got, we've been in the works with this for the last several weeks. And so we're very mindful of it as a top concern of everybody at the campaign. So the answer to your question is yes.
Now you guys are smarter than I am in many respects, so I don't want to sit here and you know, tell your own business, Ken, but I wouldn't take any security firms that come to you. I would go out and pick them.
Yeah.
You know, randomly almost, because you don't want to get it. I mean, that's where they'll come at you is from inside.
Yes. No. We understand the world we live in and the all that sort of thing. So I'll just say we're very mindful of that.
Well, that's good because you know the audience is beating the daylights out of me over it. You need to call them. You need to. I'm like, they're big boys. They're big girls. You know, they're not. They didn't just fall off a turnip truck last week. It was a few years ago, like all of us did. RonPaul2008.com. RonPaul2008.com. 1-800. Give out that 1-800 number.
1-800-RON-PAUL, or the best thing to do, again, like you said, go to the website, ronpaul2008.com, and encourage people to get to Iowa.
How big a donation can people give?
$5. $5 on a credit card is fine, or maximum is $2,300 per person.
Yeah, but you guys are just asking for the smallest donations.
And we ask for it, and we appreciate whatever donations people can make. We honestly do, sincerely do.
Well, I'll say this. I don't ever have political candidates up. I mean, very rarely. Sometimes I'll have a local candidate up who's fighting ID cards or illegal aliens or something like that. But, I mean, folks, I've given money. My dad's given money. And you need to give money. And, if this is some of the best spent money you can ever put into something, and you're insane. If you don't, I mean, it's true. You're insane if you don't call up and donate to this campaign. And if you got $10, if you got $2,300, let's say you're wealthy, and your dollar's being devalued anyways, Ron Paul's fighting against that, you and your wife, or you and your husband should give, and then that would be, what, $4,600 between a husband
correct.
And a wife?
Yes, correct. Now, I will say, give you some good news. I won't give the number, but 2 days ago, in a 24-hour period, we had the largest online donation in a 24-hour period. So we set a record for the campaign 2 days ago, and I'm thrilled to report that. So people are doing it, and we can continue needing to break records. But the good news is we did break an online donation record 2 days ago.
Now, I'm finally seeing some mainstream articles saying, hey, Ron Paul, you know, is, and they use, you know, candid terms, like, who's seducing Republicans, or Ron Paul's getting traction with Republicans, or now they're starting to listen. How could they think George Bush is a conservative? I mean, are you starting to see, I mean, obviously, you just said it's exponential, and if things continue to exponentially grow, I mean, look at Las Vegas, keep saying the odds get better and better for Ron Paul.
Right. Well, you know, I think people are beginning to wake up, and the more, you know, the country's a big, and we've got to get out there. We've got a lot more work to do. But it's just really amazing, Alex, the more that I travel with Dr. Paul and we go from different parts of the country, I get so many people that say, I've never heard of this guy. I mean, you and I and your listeners, obviously, we follow Dr. Paul for years. But what we have to do is we have to step out of our box and remember and realize, and this is the exciting part, that there are so many people that are coming to the campaign that literally have never heard of Ron Paul. Now, that's hard for us to believe because we followed him and have supported him for years. But the country is a big place. There's, what, 300 million people. It's a big place. But time and time again, I get that every single day. I've never heard of this guy. I like what he's saying. I like his personality. I like his background. I like what he stands for. He seems reasonable. Yeah, I agree with him.
Well, let's face it. There are two different worlds. There are the general dumbed-down public that just get their news from Fox and CNN who don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. They don't know what a currency devaluation is. And then you do have, frankly, black, white, old, young, you know, the informed. And that's why with the intelligentsia, with technology experts, with above-average incomes, Ron Paul is king. And that's because average-income people have made more money, folks, because they're informed and involved. And I mean, Kent, let's toot our own horn. Ron Paul really does have the cream of the population.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, he's got the people who are thinkers. They are honest. They understand history. They understand economics. They understand the Constitution. They are pro-family. They understand the importance of family. They understand the importance of freedom. So I would say that's the cream of the crop.
Well, he's a major lightning rod, whatever you want to call it, for the movement, and we're praying for you, Kent Snyder, not just Congressman Ron Paul, but the entire staff, and we just pray that divine providence, just like with the founding fathers, be involved here, and all the arrows they shoot at him are bouncing right off. In the last 30 seconds we've got left, you know, this made-up thing about shrimp, and of course, you know, as Ron Paul said, that money's allotted. It'll go to bureaucrats if he doesn't spend it. Notice it's for free market restocking the Gulf of Mexico.
Right, right. Well, you know, Dr. Paul's about freedom and making sure that people will keep their tax dollars and all that sort of thing. So his record is pretty clear.
It is, and that's my point, is this stuff's just gonna bounce right off. RonPaul2008.com, Kent Schneider, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks a bunch. Thank you.
You bet. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with more air calls and a lot more. Stay with us.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Welcome back.
You're
on. We had him on a few days ago. We ran out of time. Another guest was coming on, but Dr. Roberts. He's going to be joining us to talk about the economy. Perfect timing. Then we got Luke Radowski in the last 30 minutes. I'm going to try to go to some of your phone calls right now, but we're going to do that. Then I'm going to get back into this neocon saying, yeah, I hope we have another 9/11. It's good for America. We're going to get into that also, which more with what's happening with the economy, Cheney wanting to go into Iran, openly saying it. Omar in Toronto, then Rob, Alex, Steve, and others. You're on the air, Omar.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's a report, I guess, here on the economy up in Toronto, which is, you know, really the industrial commercial heartland of Canada. I would say I've had about a 30 to 40% drop in my business. I've talked to a lot of other people. They're all slow. They're laying off. We've got streets up here, industrial areas, where literally every other building says for sale, for lease, for sale, for lease. And similar sort of stuff you see on signposts, you know, desperation sort of for debt relief, really a lot of bad indicators. And I think this economy really is starting to do a downturn, especially here. I think it was a few weeks ago, the head of the Bank of Canada was in Chicago at a luncheon calling to merge both our currencies. So seems to be a lot of bad indicators out there.
That's right, and that was in the news when he did that. I forget which publication, but I remember covering that. And then at the same time, they say it doesn't exist. I mean, it's on MSNBC, it's on television. They're proposing this. Where did I read that? I saw it on TV, but also what newspaper was that in?
I tried to search it on the net. I couldn't find it again.
I remember that, and they've also said it a bunch on TV the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they just announced, oh, we need to merge the currencies, and then you say, well, I'm not for that. And they go, we never said that. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it was right in the paper. And I called my local MP here about this meeting coming up in Quebec, and he was pretty much on my side. But, of course, you know, I said to him, well, surely you don't think, because we were talking about the security perimeter, I said, our parliamentarians aren't, because you said, you know, it's all security for Bush. I said, you're not saying our parliamentarians are a threat to Bush's security. You know, so we've got the police and the foreign power telling our parliamentarians basically where they can meet, where they can't meet. So I guess they can pretty much do anything they want.
It's right. I mean, it's right out in the open. The Empire lands, the strips disgorge. And I remember a BBC article about Bush landing, I forget in which African nation, and they had literally arrested everyone on the main road from the airport out of all their shacks and just bulldozed it so he wouldn't even have to look at them. I mean, you talk about emperors, that's just bulldozing whole neighborhoods just so the emperor won't have to see it. I mean, that is arrogant evil, my friend.
Pretty disgusting. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm kind of anxious as a Canadian. Sitting on the sidelines here, I'm doing what I can, you know, to make people aware. I've got sort of extended family in Indiana, friends with people in Texas and so on, and trying to let them, you know, make them aware of Ron Paul and what he stands for. But it really is pretty large what he's doing, because it's almost the equivalent of the Pharaoh Akhenaten shutting down the temples and kicking out the priesthoods, because that's basically what we've got running our country.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Alex in... No. Let's talk to Rob's next. Rob in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, Alex, thanks. I just wanted to comment on a few things regarding the economy. I was just appalled when Jim Cramer got on his soapbox and was crying about all his cronies on Wall Street that are losing their jobs. And then he was crying about the 14 million teaser loans, 7 million of which could default.
Well, hey, and they all loved the offshoring of our industry. They loved that part.
Well, the onshoring of the drug trade, the Afghani opium trade, which is another record crop this year that they're going to launder through Wall Street, through Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke, it's just amazing to me. Going back last year, Alex, with President Bush appointing the former czar, John Negroponte, to allow the SEC to not file any reports as to their financial dealings on Wall Street. I mean, where were the regulators when all these banks were lending out no-doc loans to immigrants? I mean, they just looked the other way. They created this mess.
Now, this caller knows what he's talking about. Stay there, sir. Stay there, Rob. I'm going to give you the floor when we get back. Absolutely, folks. Millions of illegal aliens in the last 2 years were given loans with no documentation. That was in the AP. The bank said, because you're so special.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
On raining, love will fade away. It's going down. It's going down now. Down to Chicago. Welcome back. We're about to go back to Rob and Alex and Steve and Tim. Many others. Yep. Crying won't help you. Praying won't do. You're no good. That's for the New World Order. Because their hearts are as black as the pits of hell, and they've been completely turned over to their wicked ways to the point that they're not even human anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't see us as human either. That's why they feed on us with wanton abandon and extreme pleasure. We're about to go back to your calls, but there were half a dozen, there weren't that many, but half a dozen that I saw. One was AP. It was about 8-9 months ago. Remember, I made a big deal about it on air. I read it over and over again on air. I first heard Jack McClam here on Genesis one night reading it in whole, and I almost ran off the road, and I went home and pulled it up, and I already knew it was happening, but to see it, and it was something like, banks help immigrants with home loans. And then it had like the head of the U.S. Banking Association in there, and it said, another headline was, 800 lenders help immigrants. That's almost exact headlines. If you Google that, it should come up. Maybe exact. They said in there, I'm paraphrasing, but this is almost word for word from memory, well, there's a lot of mean people who are trying to keep them from having the American way, and they just want to work hard and love this country, and they're so vital to this country, we're going to give them loans, housing loans. And it went on to say, without Social Security cards or without any ID. And then later it was in USA Today about it, and the bank accounts, and it was all over the news months after it was finally in the print, then it was on Lou Dobbs and the rest of it. And again, folks, I don't personally dislike the third world population, but there's billions of them, folks. And all they do is drive down wages and make the turn into a third world country. And then they give them loans, and they've got federal numbers that the average illegal alien gets triple in welfare and government services, what they pay in tax. And, folks, they're not just here to pick strawberries. They're here to take over the main industries, and they've done it. And to bring us into third world serfdom. It doesn't end up helping Mexico. And on top of it, their government is encouraged to make them nationalistic. And we've had two wars with these people, and they're taught it in school, and they do not like us, folks. I mean, after 9/11, they cheered and said, Usama, Usama. I mean, just a few weeks after, it was all over the news in Mexico City. I mean, you know, believing that 9/11 was a real attack from Al-Qaeda, and they like it. Now, folks, and I'm just tired of the media acting like they're a bunch of sweetie pies that just want to kiss us and love on us. My wife speaks Spanish, and believe me, folks, they're not saying that. And I'm not saying all the illegal aliens, but I'd say about half of them. And, I'm already digressing here. It's just that, yes, they're getting a lot of these loans. By the way, those loans, the illegal aliens, aren't stopping. None of it's going to stop. It's not going to stop. I mean, whatever red carpet has to be rolled out to the third world to bring this country down, they're doing it. Before we go back to Rob, I really want to hear from, I'm getting to the point where I'm covering so much news, I'm not even plugging my videos anymore. And that's not a good thing, because these are really the best tool we've got in the info war. And your purchase of these films funds what we do here. Terror Storm Special Edition, the final cut, 17 minutes of added footage, 3 hours and 20 plus minutes. On the DVD, over a 2-hour film with over an hour and 7 minutes of extras, the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium with all the experts on 9/11 being an inside job, that's just the extra. I mean, that's a film in and of itself, the highlights of that 2-day conference. But the film is a masterpiece that I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into, and I hope you'll get Terror Storm, because we put all this energy into making these films, and I don't even really promote them. It's up to you to do that. Please get the DVD. Please make high-quality digital copies, burn copies till your heart's desire, and then some, of a Terror Storm. Please get it from us. Also, America Freedom to Fascism. You know, we actually bought these at full price, you know, at 50%. That's full retail for bulk sales from Aaron to actually support him. There's hundreds of sites that sell knockoffs and burn copies and say la vie, whatever. It's just that we actually bought these from Aaron. It's the original from Aaron Russo, and you can get them at Infowars.com right now and get it for $9.95. By the way, I bought them for $9 a piece. Call me a schmuck. Everybody else just gets them and burns them and sells them. But I just hope that you will get America Freedom to Fascism from us. When you get it with Terror Storm, you can get it as low as $9.95. The Police State Trilogy is $34.95. That's 45% off my three Police State films, three different DVDs in one case. And look, I'm done plugging in Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. And that allows us to have the better servers and to have the webmasters and make the videos and put them up there for you in really high quality. You can just burn them to disk all day long. My book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of in-studio interviews, all my best audio interviews, thousands of pieces of media, 3+ years up and running, prisonplanet.tv. And if you have a membership, I want to thank you for the support. If you haven't gotten one, get one today. Okay, let's go back to Rob. I appreciate holding through that babble. Rob, you're making points about the economy. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, just a comment on your body of work, too. It's just amazing to see your earlier work and how in your infancy you were really naive as to what's going on in comparison to now. Through the progressive nature of your work and the accumulation of research, you've really... for me personally, it's good to be at this point in your career where you're really hitting on all cylinders. But anyway, getting back to the Jim Cramer incident, it's just amazing to me that these guys on Wall Street can and stand on their bully pulpit and actually beg and plead Helicopter Ben to open the credit window. It was just such hubris to see that how connected these guys really are. And most of these guys have made their billions of dollars and taken it offshore. They've taken it to euros and Swiss francs and yen. And they're getting ready to really pull the plug on the whole deal, because there's hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives and collateralized debt obligation and other scams that are, there's no hard assets backing these leveraged deals. And that's why we're having these runs on these banks in Europe. When businesses go to borrow money and that there's no money there, the Bank of France closed their bank, and there's no money on those credit, those lines of credit to borrow against. The banks don't have the money. That's why the Fed had to come in today, and the European central banks had to come in today and provide billions of dollars.
Now, explain that to a yuppie. Explain that to a yuppie who's listened to Rush Limbaugh normally and feels real powerful about it. You know, there's some guys that are brown. We got a nuke because Al-Qaeda's going to get us. You know, for those guys out there, why don't you explain to them in layman's terms that they lend it out and leverage so far that not just not having money, they are in the negative. And so now the central banks are having to inject hundreds of billions of dollars, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve. But if you look at it, the Federal Reserve isn't even injecting a fraction of what would really be needed to stop the plunge. It's just enough to stop a complete overnight plunge. And I
exactly.
See the...
It's just a day's supply, Alex. That's all they injected today. Europe injected well over $100 billion because they had a bigger crunch, because they have more countries involved in that union. But the U.S. just gave a modest amount to just to stop the bleeding. And as you mentioned, Friday will stop this hemorrhaging because of the weekend. If you're right, if this happened on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, this could be a prolonged decline. In
cascade.
Yeah, it could be, you know, it's like the driver sitting on the bridge in Minneapolis and seeing the bridge not there anymore. And you can imagine the fear in their hearts and minds when it's not there. The overpass is falling into the river.
And so, I think that's symbolic. You know, I've been noticing bridges falling down really every couple of weeks, and it's kept real quiet in the last few years. And that's symbolic. And even the new one they were building in Arizona collapsed. And it's because it's all become delusional. They think, hey, we won't really build this to standard. We won't really build this with quality. We really won't fix things anymore. We'll just run around and be delusional and you know, be. I mean, it's like we are a delusional pig people, myself included in many respects. I mean, we really, look, now, you know, the Bible says in one passage, I forget where, but, you know, that they're destroyed by plenty, by decadence, and we're falling apart.
Well, the SEC has looked the other way for the last 6-7 years. They have not regulated the banking industry. Since when do you fill out an application and not have to document your income? When? I mean, that's just, you're asking for, and then you bundle those mortgages and sell them to as collateralized debt obligation. the banks and the regulators were given carte blanche to do whatever they want. Negroponte was told by Bush, hey, don't regulate these guys. Let them do what they
but
want.
But he's good. He fights Al-Qaeda.
These guys are all crooks. It's just amazing. We look the other way. Alex, you and I both know no one was prosecuted in the 911 investigation for incompetency. No one was FEMA, Katrina. No one was prosecuted. No one is being prosecuted on Wall Street for allowing this poll. The taxpayers are going to have to bail this whole thing out, just like the SNL, or it's going to go totally south. We're going to get the Omero and start over. Debt forgiveness or whatever they're going to call it, or they're going to back up the FEMA trailers and we're all off to camp. I mean, that's the worst case scenario. We're, you know, line up against the wall, get on the truck, and if you have debt, you just have to work it off. Okay?
Well, the biggest thing I can tell the people out there who love the system, this is the Troy from West Virginia. By the way, folks, he does still work there. Of course, they lied to us, said he didn't. We called and checked. Who calls up threatening and all the rest of the things they do? He just said the milk and honey's going to go forever, and I'd say, don't you care about the currency? He'd be like, screw Ron Paul. You know, it's all made up. You guys are all liars. The thing is, if things get bad, those types will do whatever the government tells them for the promise of they'll make it all better. They'll make it go away, or they'll tell them Bin Laden did it. And I just want all that scum out there to know that if you don't grow up now and realize what we're facing, they'll go all the way to the wall with this. These are ruthless people. And if they can get away with something, they will do it. And so now is the time to not trust the government, to realize it's illegitimate, to get the word out and to let the establishment know. I mean, call the White House and tell them, we know if you plunge the economy that you engineered it. Because they could, you know, they could pull things to back this off, to reorganize, to fix this, to be honest about it. No, they planned this all along. Any final comments to that?
It is a whole big plan, Alex. I just, I think this could be the August surprise. If this thing unravels, they don't need a dirty bomb. This could really set the whole wheels in motion.
What do you think the yuppies will do? They'll run right into the lap of those that did it, right? Just lick their boots and worship them?
They won't have a choice. They're so brainwashed to realize that they'll think it's good. Like you said, it's good. It's all good. Come with us. It's good. You know?
You know, but I mean, I've used examples of so-called friends I've had, and you know, as you get older, you learn to just cut people off, you know, faster and faster. But I used to let people put me through the ringer, do things to me, put up with it, and I've learned just no, it's best to just put your foot down and not put up with it. I mean, you know, the analogy is if I had a neighbor who I let house sit, and every time they house sitted once or twice and I got robbed while they were house sitting, I'd figure out they were behind it or somebody they knew was. Instead, it's like the government's robbed us 1,000 times, lied to us 1,000,000 times, and these people just love it. They just love it.
Alex, the government now employs over 50%. Their numbers are 50%. It's a new milestone in history. 50% of GDP is government services.
But don't the cops understand that the system's bankrupt when they're told
not going to go where they're, hey, their bread is, they're getting their $35,000 a year to keep their trailer, you know, I mean, come on. They're not going to turn against who's, you know, paycheck is being signed. I mean,
I think a lot of them would actually, I think they'd line people up if they were told to.
That's what I'm saying there. You know how many senior citizens now get checks from the government, the Social Security, they're not going to stand up in righteous indignation and say enough. They're afraid they're not going to get their prescription drugs paid for. I mean, we're all slaves to the government. You know, Ron Paul is right with the inflation tax and the Federal Reserve and the IRS. I mean, Alex, look at it. There's 32 taxes on a loaf of bread. From the seed planted in the ground by that machine till the time it gets to the shelves in the grocery store, we are being sucked dry by our government.
Well, the incredible thing is the new level of lying. I mean, I said 10 years ago the media would just lie a lot, or spin, and then they got to where they were being caught in lies in the late 90s, early 2000s. So they were still lying some, but a lot of it was just basic spinning that they would engage in. And now it's as if the brakes were taken off, and they're just lying. I mean, they'll have a Canada meeting and say it's not even happening.
Or powerless. Or Alex, everyone feels powerless. They're so brainwashed by the television that they don't think they can do anything. They vote and it doesn't count because the machines are rigged. The whole thing, we're in a matrix and we can't get out. It's that deep. It's, and you know it as well as I do. We're powerless. That's the feeling that most Americans, you know, when you're working 60 hours a week and your wife's working 60 hours a week and a job on the weekends and you just don't know which end is up anymore. I mean,
well, you're right. I scream and yell about snot-nosed yuppies all day because I see them. They don't have kids. They're not married yet. They're not busting their butt with a mortgage yet. They're trendy, windying around. But for the general public, they're getting home at 6, 7. They don't even have time to go to the gym anymore. They cook the, you know, the MSG food. They give it to the kids. They're playing the Exterminator video games, with Pentagon design, training to be extermination squads. They don't even know it. They go in and watch 24 and get scared by terrorists, and their role model tortures people, and they go to bed, maybe make love to their wife, and they've got the energy, pop some Prozac in the morning, drink some Starbucks, and back to the races. And it's just, folks, this isn't freedom. I'm telling you, it was all done by design. They brag about it.
I want to be like you, Alex. I want to sit by a lake on the canoe and fish and enjoy nature and the wonderment of the universe. I mean, what we're in now is just a huge maze of lies and deception. I mean, the truth is so far gone that people just don't realize it.
And every time the truth gets this far gone, in fact, I don't think it's ever been this far gone, billions suffer, millions die. And I don't know how to explain this to you folks. We are in deep, 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 deep crap. And that's the only word I have to describe it. Hey, I appreciate your call. You're a great caller, Rob. I appreciate it. Alex, Steve, Tim, Steve, others. Your calls are coming up. We're going to have Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts is scheduled to be on, a top economist, one of the top economists on the planet. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 828-8822.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
This is about Bernanke. He has to be on that call. Forget the investors. The investors are going to do it. Bernanke needs to open the discount window. That's how bad things are out there. Bernanke needs to focus on this. Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raised the rate 17 times. And Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Kramer.
I have not seen it like this since I went 5 bid for $500,000 shares of Citigroup and I got hit in 1990. This is a different kind of market, and the Fed is asleep.
Okay, but here's the
thing. Bill Poole is a shame. He's shameful.
Hold on. I know you're passionate.
Don't read the accredited home document. At least I read the darn thing.
Hold on. I know you're passionate, and I hear you, but at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is, yes, there's certain types of mortgages that aren't available. But Kramer, if he did what you said, which seems to me from the way
cut the rate. Open the discount window.
Okay,
cut the rate.
We'll leave the pressure. Week and cuts rate.
We'll leave the pressure.
You're going to have, that's going to cause Armageddon.
No, we have Armageddon. I wouldn't try to cause this. We have Armageddon. In the fixed income markets, we have Armageddon.
No, but that's
look,
not
all that's happening is Armageddon's being delayed one way or the other. If they raise the rates, the dollar goes down even further, and then that starts publicly accelerating the incredible 13% per annum yearly that we're already facing with the inflation. And then it starts compounding. And if you go the other direction, then it allows these guys to continue to pump up the stock and fool everybody and then reposition themselves. I mean, it's not hard to figure out, folks. We've got an economist coming on about that here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in New York. Thanks for holding, Alex. You're on the air.
How you doing? All right. I am a Prison Planet. First of all, I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber.
Thank you.
First thing I want to address, me and a couple other people on the forums that Prison Planet TV have been having a problem where the day that we send payment, we get locked out for a day, and then when we get back, our real information is put up instead of our username for everyone to see. And I don't care because I've already committed. But it's
First, let me do this. Number one, the phone's echoing. I'm going to put you on hold. I can't do customer service on air, and I will find out what's happening. I'll get Paul Watson on the phone. You realize it's one guy running that. It's Paul Watson and his brother, really one and a half guys, because he's running another website. We don't have the money for the staff. I'm trying to hire more people. I'm trying to get money in here. What I do is I sell advertising, then just to hire people to try to do customer service. And we've gotten really good about customer service. We used to be horrible on the video shipments. Now we're good. We're trying to get, we had the problems with servers, a bunch of stuff happened. So we'll try to figure out what's happening, sir. But on air, I don't even know how this stuff works. I don't even know what you're talking about, so I can't really help you. And again, it's a catch-22. We don't screen your calls, so you can call in here and talk about whatever you want. I don't even really care. The point is that I do care about you specifically. I want to try to help you so I can find out what on this green earth is going on. I mean, I got one of my IT guys I can't even get a hold of. And there's going to be some changes on that. Basically, sir, it's like everybody else in this economy. Everything is falling apart, okay? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.